time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back.
I don't mean it's a shame.
Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Now stepping up to the mic, it's Johnny Kane.
And welcome to beautiful Somerset Park here in Sabetha. More Legion Baseball. The zone tournament continues in Double A. Tonight, winner's bracket game between Doniphan County and Marysville. Welcome to the broadcast. Alongside Kirk Kilman, taking care of us back at the studios. Again, I am Johnny King. Matchup tonight, Marysville, 18-11 on the year. Doniphan County, 16-11 here on the season. Marysville has played Doniphan County twice, but D.C. picked up a sweep in that doubleheader back on June the 20th, 14-6 and 7-6. Doniphan County won both of those games. Doniphan County got here Sunday, picked up a 10-1 win over Seneca, and then on Monday a 6-2 win over Sabetha. So Doniphan County playing well, and they have most of their pitchers coming into tonight, and they'll have most of their staff remaining here of this week. Marysville, meanwhile, Sunday picked up a 6-5 win over Hiawatha in walk-off fashion, then beat Corning on Monday 4-0, making here to tonight's winner's bracket final contest. Marysville will be the home team, so Doniphan County will bat first. Their lineup tonight, leading things off, the shortstop, Braden Chalfont. In the two spot is the catcher, Charlie Grable. Batting third, the pitcher, Trent Spiker. Hitting cleanup is the third baseman, Alex Leibel. Batting fifth is the second baseman, Kobe Davis. Hitting sixth in left field, Cole Franken. Batting seventh at first base, Brock Studer. Hitting eighth is the right fielder, Gavin Fumler. And batting ninth is the center fielder, Connor Hayes. They will face Tragen Graff of Marysville. Braden Chalfont, the first batter. He digs in from the right side and takes the first pitch fastball high and inside. And we are underway. Graff threw 22 pitches on Sunday, so he can go the distance here today. 1-0 is a fastball in for a strike. 1-1 the count on Braden Chalfont. Braden, 333 on the year, 21 hits and 63 at-bats. He has scored 28 runs from his leadoff spot. Now he swings and fouls the ball down the right field line, and he'll get out of play. Against Seneca on Sunday, he reached base four times and scored two runs. And against Sabetha on Monday, was 0-for-3 but did walk and score a run. 1-2 the count on Chalfont. Pitch from Graff, the fastball high and inside. Graff, a big right-hander for Marysville. They have two guys not available tonight. That is Caden Breiniger and John Haggard. Now Chalfont swings, pops the ball up on the infield to be playable. It'll be the pitcher, Graff, that will make the play in foul territory, and there is one away. Thought it might be the first baseman, Halbert, who would call that baseball off and make the play, but instead it's the pitcher, Graff. And looking at the Marysville defense, Zach Heffley is in left field. Caden Breiniger is in center. Gabe Ketter in right. Peyton LeDuc at third base. Ben Kirkland is at short. Aiden Price at second base. Connor Halbert is the first baseman, and John Haggard is the battery mate for Tragen Graff. With one out, that'll bring up Charlie Grable. He bats on the left side against the righty Graff. 1-0 pitch from Graff is a fastball that just misses a little bit high and away. Grable has 22 RBIs on the year, and he has scored 29 runs, which is the team lead. 2-0 from Graff is a fastball high and away. So 3-0 on Grable with Trent Spiker awaiting on deck. Grable was 2-for-3 against Sabetha on Monday, had 2 RBIs, 2 runs scored. He had a big day. He also had a good day against Seneca on Sunday. one for four with an RBI. He scored a run as well out of 3-0. Fastball paints the inside corner at the belt for a strike. Another beautiful night for baseball. Virtually no wind. Temperatures aren't too terrible right now here at 821 on this Wednesday night. Now Grable swings a 3-1 pitch and fouls it back out of place. That'll move the count full. Marysville playing him straight away. Grable is a guy that will use all fields. And the payoff pitch from Graff. Bouncing ball hits to the second baseman Price. They'll field it on a big hop, throw to first in plenty of time, and there are two away. So two outs and the base is empty. That'll bring up the pitcher, Trent Spiker. He's had a tough stretch as of late hitting. He was batting over 420, but now he is down to 388 on the year with 19 RBIs and 19 runs scored. And he hasn't really, you know, chased at bad pitches in his at-bats. He just has not been able to make solid contact. There he gets a hot shot down the third base line, but it'll go foul past the bag at third. He is still looking for his first hit of this zone tournament. There's the 0-1 from Graff. Fastball high and inside, and that's going to hit Spiker on the left shoulder. So he will be on with two away. He'll be the first base runner of the night. And that'll bring up Alex Leibel. Leibel's been one of the most consistent hitters for Doniphan County. He actually leads the team in batting average, .452, with 17 RBIs and 8 runs scored. He has 19 hits and 42 at-bats. He's only struck out 3 times all season long. Leibel had a great game against the Bethel, threw a complete game gem, and also was 2-for-3 at the plate with 3 RBIs. First pitch from Graff was a fastball. It's pulled in the left-handed batter's box for ball one. Leibel against Seneca on Sunday was 1-for-3 with an RBI. He also scored a run, so he is having an outstanding tournament. Spiker is short lead at first. The 1-0 to Leibel is a fastball low and away. So Graff has not had great command here so far in this first inning. Another really short lead for Spiker over at first. Now the 2-0 is swung through and missed. Beautiful night here at Somerset Park. Again, if you've never been to Sabatha, turf infield, grass outfield. 2-1 is fouled back to the screen by Leibel, and that'll even the count 2-2. At the beginning of the week, there was quite a bit of precipitation in the outfield grass. Obviously, with the beautiful weather we've had the last couple of days, the field is pretty much back to normal. Top of the first inning, no, two outs. Spiker is at first, another short lead. Now the 2-2 is a fastball high and away, and that'll move the count full on Leibel. So Graff has really had to work here in this first inning, although he does have two outs, and he's a strike away from getting out of it. There goes Spiker. The payoff pitch is fouled back. So Spiker will head back to first, and we'll try it over again. Brett Schocke, our home plate umpire here tonight. He was our home plate umpire on Tuesday. Spiker takes off, and Leibel takes a fastball right on the outside edge for a called strike 3. So that'll end the top of the first inning. We'll head to the bottom of inning number 1. No score at Marysville. Coming to bat for the first time, and we come back. You're on FM 103.9 at KNZA.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
The Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is accepting enrollment for the fall semester. Technical programs that begin in August include early childhood, precision agriculture, welding, diesel, and construction technology, medical assistant, engineering graphics and technologies, and allied health courses. The Western Center also offers general education classes to meet your needs. Registration day is August 17th, open till 6:30 p.m. Opportunities waiting for you to build your future at Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville, close to home, far from debt.
Candleland Radio.
Bottom of inning number one, Marysville coming back for the first time. Leading things off will be the shortstop, Ben Kirkland, followed by the pitcher, Trigan Graff. The three spot is the second baseman, Aiden Price. Batting cleanup at third base, Peyton LeDuc. And the five spot is the center fielder, Caden Breiniger. Batting sixth, the catcher, John Haggard. Batting seventh is the right fielder, Gabe Ketter. Hitting eighth is the first baseman, Connor Halbert. And rounding things out in left field is Zach Heffley. He'll be facing Trent Spiker of Doniphan County. He is the ace of the staff for D.C. Spiker making his fourth start of the year. He has 15 and a third innings, 21 strikeouts compared to 17 walks. And Kirkland, the first batter, he'll line a ball on the left field line on the first pitch he sees, but he will pull it foul. Kirkland has two hits so far in this tournament. He is 2-for-7. He does have one RBI through the two games for Marysville. That's on the right side against the righty Spiker, who's into the windup. It is 0-1. The breaking ball that paints the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Donovan County going to play pretty much straight away in the outfield. Franken and left is played towards the left field line. Breaking ball is low and away. Kirkland was able to hold his swing back. As mentioned, Cole Franken in left, Connor Hayes in center, Gavin Fumler in right. Alex Leibel is at third base, Brain Chalfon at short, Kobe Davis at second, Brock Studer at first, and Charlie Grable is the battery mate for Trent Spiker. Another curveball from Spiker is low and away, and that'll even the count 2-2 on Kirkland. And the two-strike pitch from Spiker is a fastball that is spiked into the dirt. It'll go all the way back to the screens. That'll move the count full 3-2. And the payoff pitch from Spiker. Fastball swung through and missed. Down goes Kirkland, the first strikeout of the day for Trent Spiker, and there is one away. If you were wondering earlier tonight, Corning beat Hiawatha 7-3 in the loser's bracket. So the loser of this game will play tomorrow night at 6 o'clock against Corning. So just three teams remain here in this AA zone tournament. These two teams right here and then Corning. And now batting from Marysville, Trigan Graff, the pitcher today. 1-0 from Spiker is a fastball that's lined in the center field and channeling towards right center. It'll drop down in front of Connor Hayes for a base hit. So the first hit of the day comes from Trigan Graff of Marysville. He's on with one away. And now here's the second baseman, Aiden Price. Price had one hit against Corning on Monday. He was 1-for-2, and he did score a couple of runs. He was on base twice. And was 2-for-4 against Hiawatha on Sunday with an RBI. Right-handed hitter is Price. Awaits first pitch from Spiker, and it's a fastball a little bit low and away. Rapid First doesn't have great speed. A little bit bigger guy for Marysville. 1-0 is line to the left side. That'll get through for a base hit. Well, Marysville with runners at first and second with only one away here in the bottom of the first inning. And that'll bring up now Peyton LeDuc. A hard hit ball to the left side. They got through into left field. Now Spikers right away got to work through some trouble in this bottom of the first inning. LeDuc 1-for-2 against Corning on Monday. Also scored a run. He has just one hit in this tournament, but he only has four official at-bats. He has walked three times. First pitch to LeDuc is a fastball high and away for ball one. Grab the runner at second, Price at first, one away, bottom of the first inning, no score. There's a line shot back up the middle. It's going to be fielded by the shortstop, Chalfont. He'll go to second for one, and they'll only get one. Davis, the second baseman, bobbled it a little bit. They are going to call Aiden Price out at second base. Up as hard as that ball was hit, there was going to be a chance to try to turn two, and they actually had Graffin second base kind of cocked because he had to freed on the line drive. Chalfont let it bounce in front of him, and flipped it over to Davis at second base, and when he tried to turn and pivot and actually throw to third to try to pick off Graff, he fumbled the baseball, and so it'll be first and third with two away. And officially go down as a fielder's choice, 6-4. So Graff will be the runner at third, LeDuc will be the runner at first for Caden Preininger. He will bat from the left side for Marysville. Prime opportunity for Marysville to take an early lead here in the bottom of the first inning. LeDuc not running, and a fastball is poured down the middle for a strike, and they'll even count at one on Preininger. He had two hits and an RBI against Corning Monday. Again, that was a 4-0 victory for Marysville. He also scored a run on Sunday against Hiawatha. Now a ball bounces in. It's going to get away from the catcher, Grable. He'll throw to the plate, and he'll throw wide. And Graff will be safe at the plate, and also going first to third is Aiden Price, as he was off with the pitch and then just never stopped running. And so Marysville takes a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. And has another runner at third base with two outs and a 2-1 count on Preininger. The ball didn't get all that far away from Grable, but he didn't see it right away exactly where it was. So it took him a split second to react. But Graff comes down to score. Actually, that was LeDuc that now is at third base for Marysville. And there's a line shot in the left center field, and that is going to get down for a base hit. Preininger around first base will head into second, and he is in safely with an RBI double, and Marysville leads 2-0. So LeDuc scores easily. Preininger comes through with the RBI double. And just like that, it is 2-0. Marysville leads. So now a runner at second base in Preininger for John Haggard. He had a big day on Monday against Corning. He threw well on the mound and also had a couple of RBIs on a double. He threw six innings and only gave up two hits and no runs. 1-0. Pass ball a little bit low. A little bit off the plate, so 2-0 the count on John Haggard. Marysville has scored two runs on three hits here in the first. A 2-0 is a fast ball away, and it's now 3-0 on Haggard with Gabe Ketter on deck. So the command hasn't been an issue much for Spiker here in this first inning. Besides the fact that he is leaving balls up, and Marysville so far has not missed. Fastball misses low and away. That'll be ball four on Haggard, and also moving on the pitch is Preininger to third base as it squirked away from the catcher Grable for Doniphan County. So again, it'll be first and third, out two outs. Spiker just looking to get out of this first inning. Eicher over 20 pitches already here in this first inning, and now he has to face Gabe Ketter, who bats from the left side. Ketter's still looking for his first hit of the tournament. He is 0 for 6 so far, but he has been on base a couple of times. He'll swing in a fastball low here, and it'll even the count 1-1. So in the inning, two singles, a double, a fielder's choice, and a walk. And 2-0 lead for Marysville, looking for more. 1-1 from Spiker. Fastball low and inside. Spiker really just does not look all that comfortable up there on the mound. He's kind of just walking around the mound every time he gets the baseball back from Grable, his catcher. Now it's 2-1. Fastball low and inside. Now 3-1 with Connor Halbert on deck. Mentioned earlier, the one good thing for Doniphan County, though, is they do have several arms that can throw tonight. The only guys that can are Hayes and Leibel. Chalfont can throw, Grable can throw, Davis is available. The 3-1 is swung through and missed by Ketter, and that'll move the count full to 3-2. Connor Hayes threw back on Sunday. He will likely pitch tomorrow night for Doniphan County, whether it's a loser's bracket game or a winner's bracket championship game. There's a fastball right down the middle, called strike three. The Spiker is able to limit the damage to just two. But after one, it's Marysville 2, Doniphan County nothing. We'll head to inning number two when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it's hot and you don't want to cook, call the Pizza Bakery in Horton. The July special is any large three-topping pizza for $16.99. Or choose from salad, breadsticks, sandwiches, wings, wraps, and dessert pizza too. The Pizza Bakery has great food and a great variety, and now offers gluten-free pizza crust and bread. Call in, carry out, or eat in 486-2602. Good luck to all the area 4-H'ers, and thanks for your continued local support from the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Open 7 days a week.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
KNZA.
Start of inning number two, 2-0 lead for Marysville. He scored two runs in the bottom of the first inning thanks to three hits and a walk. And for Doniphan County, they will have the middle of the order coming up. Davis, Franken, Studer against Tragen Graff of Marysville. So here's Kobe Davis batting from the right side. He'll be 339 average this year. He's got 19 hits and 56 at-bats. 15 RBIs. He scored 17 runs. First pitch from Graff is a fastball in for a strike. Davis 1-for-3 against Seneca. That was Sunday. He also had an RBI and scored a run. Now he swings and fouls the ball back to the screen, and it's 0-2. Also had two hits against Sabetha Monday, an RBI thrown in there. He's having a pretty solid zone tournament so far. He's got to protect with two strikes. Graff into the windup, here's his 0-2. High fastball that somehow Davis got a piece of. That ball was over his head, and somehow he was able to chop it down right at the plate and actually went off of our home plate umpire Fred Schocke in the ankle. And my goodness, has he gotten banged up this week, really the last couple of weeks. Probably the fourth or fifth time that I've seen him take a ricochet off a foul ball. But he says he's good to go. Count remains 0-2 on Davis. Nobody out, top of the second inning. Two-strike pitch from Graff is, again, a high fastball that Davis chops at and fouls it right at the plate. And these fastballs, when I say they're high, they are up around eye level, if not higher. Davis just does not want to get called out on a third strike. In the two-strike pitch. Breaking ball, laced into right center field. That is going to get down for a hit. It's going to roll past the center fielder, Breiniger. Davis didn't see it right away and wasn't running all that hard around first base. Probably could have had a double, but instead he'll have a leadoff single. And Donovan County, just like that, looking to start something here in the second inning of play. Aiden Breiniger in center field made an outstanding effort to try to dive and catch that baseball in right center. But it fell just in front of his glove and then rolled past him. Luckily, Ketter, the right fielder, was backing him up. So now here is Cole Franken for the first time. Look at a breaking ball on the outside for strike one. Cole was at a really good tournament. It's a 1-for-4 effort against Sabatha, but then had a big game against Seneca back on Sunday. 2-for-3, 2 runs scored, and an RBI. Right now he's down 0-2 and has to protect with Toby Davis at first base and nobody out. Short lead over at first for Davis. Not running, and the 0-2 is popped to the right side. It'll be playable for the right fielder, Ketter. He'll come charging in and make the grab on the run, and there's one away. So one out, and that'll bring up the first baseman, Brock Studer. Studer had a good day on Sunday against Seneca, was 1-for-3, scored 2 runs, was on base twice, and had a couple of RBIs. He's also 1-for-3 against Sabatha. I'll swing at the first pitch here, but it'll pop it right back over our heads and out of play. This broadcast brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabatha and Hyman Crofton Insurance of Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Highland Community College, start here, go anywhere, online at highlandcc.edu. Legion Baseball sponsors for this summer. The 0-1 to Studer is a breaking ball that paints the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. So Graff has gone to 0-2 on the first three batters he has faced here in this second inning. Here's the two-strike pitch to Studer. Fastball swung on and missed. It was a high fastball that Studer offered at. He comes up empty. And a strikeout number 2 for Tragen Graff. And there are 2 away. So now they'll be up to Gavin Fumler to continue the inning. Fumler was not in the lineup against Sabatha. He was 0-for-3 against Seneca on Sunday. Beginning the start tonight, Fumler on the year, 339 average, so respectable. 20 hits and 59 at bats. He's got 12 RBIs and has scored 14 runs. 1-0. Fastball inside, and it drills him in the back. So that'll continue the inning for Donovan County. That'll put a runner in scoring position for the 9-hitter, Connor Hayes. Big spot coming up here for Connor. Connor did not hit against Seneca. He did come on to play defense late after pitching in that game. Was 0-for-2 with a run scored on the walk against Sabatha Monday. First and second, 2 outs, 2-0 Marysville. First pitch fastball, a little bit high and outside. Davis the runner at second base, he singled. Fumler the runner at first, he was just hit by a pitch. Now the 1-0. Pass ball inside. Well, if anything, Donovan County has taxed the pitch count a little bit on Graff for the first couple of innings. Now it's 2-0 offering. Pass ball down the middle. It's 2-1 on Connor Hayes. 381 dead center field here at Somerset Park. 317 on the right field line. 318 down the left field line. Now 360 to the alleys, both left center and right center. There's a big swing and a miss by Hayes, and he's now up to count 2-2 on him. Reiniger in center going to play fairly shallow, as is the right fielder Ketter, but definitely in left is playing pretty much straight away. 2-2 with a fastball high. That's going to move the count full, so the runner's going to be off at the pitch here with two outs and a full count on Hayes. A big pitch coming here early on in this game. Donovan County just trying to get it back to the top of the order. And the payoff pitch. Fouled back to the screen. So Hayes stays alive. The count remains 3-2. Runners get their leads. There's a windup and the pitch, and it's a fastball. It's popped down the right field line. It's going to be a tough play. Ketter giving chase, and he will make the grab in foul territory. It's a really good play by Ketter because he had the cement wall to worry about out there in right field down the line, but he's able to make the play just in front of the wall, and that will end the threat. So Donovan County strands two. One to the bottom of inning number two. Marysville leading 2-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's fair time again in Jackson County, and GN Bank encourages the community to come out and enjoy the annual fair. Come see the livestock exhibits, cooking, sewing, and other projects completed by the 4-H'ers. Come out and experience rural and small-town America at its best. Wave to your friends and neighbors in the parade on Wednesday evening around the Holton Courthouse Square. It's always great to be a part of the traditions in our community. This invitation brought to you by GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow.
Let us help you get your life back to normal with physical therapy from STARS. Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'm Mark Sudbeck. To remind you, we offer many ways to help you recover from surgery or an injury, and we have two locations, in Horton and in Hiawatha. At STARS, you'll find many of our therapists are from the area and have a genuine interest to provide you individualized attention for your recovery. So if you have pain, a sprain, or a strain, let STARS help you back to good health with locations in Horton and Hiawatha.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Bottom of inning number two. Trent Spiker back on the mound for Donovan County. He faces Connor Halbert to lead off the bottom of inning number two, and Halbert takes the first pitch fastball high and inside. Oh, fastball catches the black on the outside edge. 1-1 to count on Halbert. Spiker struggled a little bit in the first inning, gave up 3 hits, 2 runs. Also walked one. He did do a pretty good job of keeping it right at that 2-run first inning, as Marysville had runners at first and third with 2 outs, and he got a big strikeout of Gabe Ketter to end the threat. Now he's 1-2 on Halbert. Here's the pitch. Fastball high. In the two-strike pitch. Breaking ball in there, called strike three. Absolutely froze Halbert. He immediately started walking back to the dugout. He knew that was strike three. That is strikeout number three for Spiker. His second consecutive, and there is one away. Now here's Zach Heffley for the first time. Heffley was 1-for-2 against Corning Monday, had an RBI. He was 1-for-3 against Hiawatha on Sunday. There's a ball sky into left field, but it's going to be playable for Franken. He'll make the grab, and there are quickly two away. Two outs, but back to the top of the order. Here is Ben Kirkland. He was the strikeout victim against Spiker to begin the bottom of the first inning. Spiker's first offering here is a breaking ball low and away. And a 1-0 is bounced to the left side, but that'll get fouled past the bag at third. Biker working quickly. Now he'll stop. Now a reset. Now Kirkland's going to ask for time and step out. And now the 1-1. Pass ball and spike back to the screen. 2-1 the count now on Ben Kirkland. After Kirkland struck out in the first, Tragen Graff singled, Aiden Price singled. Dane Ledoux came into a fielder's choice, and then Kane Breininger had an RBI double. 2-1. Breaking ball low and away now. 3-1 with Graff awaiting on deck. And 3-1. Fastball in there for a called strike. Brian Kirkland took off towards first base. He thought it was a little bit low in ball four. So he has to come back, and now he resets with the count full. Two outs in the payoff from Spiker. Breaking ball, low and away. So that'll be the second walk issued by Spiker tonight. And now we'll continue the inning when put Kirkland at first base for Tragen Graff. As mentioned, Graff singled in the first inning and then came around to score. Kirkland not running, and the first pitch from Spiker is a fastball outside for ball one. Hoffman County playing very deep in the outfield. Hayes in center and Franken in left are playing very deep. Bumler not so much in right. 1-0 is popped to the right side, but that will get out of play. Franken in left is also playing a little bit more towards the line, so there is a huge gap in left center field. Spiker waits. Now is 1-1 as Kirkland takes off, is popped on the infield, and Spiker's going to dive and make a really good play. Spiker, an athletic play off the mound, makes the catch to end the inning. And Marysville strands one. We played two complete. We'll head to the third. 2-0 lead for Marysville on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292. Kansaland Radio.
Start of the third inning alongside Kirk Kilman, taking care of us at the studios. I'm Johnny Kane. Our broadcast brought to you by CTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. And Moreland James Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison, part of the Bank of Blue Valley. Visit them online at bankvbvb.com. Top of the order coming up for Doniphan County, trailing 2-0 here to Marysville. We start the third inning of play. Tragen Graff stays out there on the mound. Here's Braden Chalfant to lead off the third. He popped up to the pitcher Graff in foul territory. dig back in for the second time against Graf. Graf has allowed just one hit to this point. That was on a single by Kobe Davis in the second inning. He has allowed a couple of base runners. He's hit two batters. First pitch breaking ball to Chalfon is inside for ball one. One open graph with the fastball low and away. Marysville continues to play pretty much straight up in the outfield. Heffley in left is playing fairly deep, but Reiniger pretty much straight away in center, as is Ketter in right. Reiniger in center is shading towards the left center field gap. Now 3-0 the count on Braden Chalfont with Charlie Grable awaiting on deck. Chalfont walked three times on Sunday in that win for Doniphan County over Seneca. Also hit by a pitch, so he was on base four times. Now 3-0 with a fastball on the inside edge for strike one. The one pitch, fastball on the outside edge, and that'll move the count full. So from 3-0 now to full 3-2. Chalfont now has to protect with two strikes against him. And the payoff pitch. Fastball bounced to the right side, but right to the second baseman Price. Takes it on a big hop and throws the first, and there's one away. Good job by Graf to get back into the count. Eventually get the ground out of Chalfont. So now here's Charlie Grable for the second time. He also grounded out to second base in his first at-bat. Left-handed hitter facing Graf for the second time. First offering, the fastball right on the black on the outside for strike one. No one is bounced to the right side, but that'll get foul past the bag at first base. Only to the count on Charlie Grable. He's been good offensively for Doniphan County. He's been even more impressive behind the plate. He's not let many pitches get by him. He has been an absolute wall. Now he's 0-2 against him. A check swing. Did he go around? They'll say he did not. So 1-2 the count. Again, the two-strike pitch. Fastball outside. Top of the third inning, 2-0 Marysville. One out, here's the 2-2 to Grable. Fastball high and away. Bottom of the count full 3-2. So Chalfont and Grable have both gone to full count. Austin County really is starting to attack that pitch count of Graf. Here's the payoff. High pop up to the left side. Will it get out of play? It is near the wall, and it is out of play. Good effort by Peyton LeDuc, the third baseman from Marysville, but he just ran out of room, so that'll keep the count at 3-2. Graf already above 50 pitches here with just one out in the third inning. And 105 is the max. In the payoff pitch to Grable. Fastball high, ball four. A good plate appearance by Charlie Grable. That is the third free pass allowed by Graf tonight. As mentioned earlier, he's hit two batters and now that's his first walk. That'll bring up the pitcher, Trent Spiker. He was one of the guys that was hit by a pitch. That was in the first inning. Doniphan County down 2-0 in the third. First pitch fastball is low and away to Spiker. So talking to Trent's dad, Jeff, who's one of the assistant coaches for Donovan County before this game. He said Trent just needs one big hit. He said struggling as of late. We mentioned his first at bat. He just needs that one big hit. This would be a pretty good time to have that big hit. Here's the 1-0. Kind of lunges at a pitch, and he fouls it back. That'll get out of play. DC with just one hit so far. Abel is a stolen base threat. He's got 10 of them on the year. Decent size lead. There he goes. The 1-1 is lined back right to the second baseman, Price. He'll make the grab, a run over, and step on first base, and that's a double play. So that'll end the inning. And with that, after 2.5, it's still Marysville 2, Donovan County nothing. We'll come back with the bottom of the third on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Experience the difference at Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley. For a limited time only, new customers get up to $600 when opening a new Platinum Checking or Signature Series checking account. Open your account online at bankbv.com/premium-account or stop by any of our banking centers in Atchison, Hiawatha, or Sabetha for complete details on how you can get up to $600. Offer ends August 31st, 2021. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Bottom of the third inning. 2-0 is the lead for Marysville. Trent Spiker back on the bump. Just had some bad luck to end the top of the third. Line drive right to Marysville second baseman Aiden Price, who completed a double play. And it will be Price who leads off the bottom of the third. He singled in the first inning, part of that two-run first for Marysville. First pitch from Spiker is a fastball right on the outside corner for strike one. Spiker was much better in the second inning. The first two outs quickly, then gave up a walk before inducing a line out. Now a curveball and in beautifully for strike two, and it's 0-2 on Aiden Price. Eicher back into the windup, his two-strike pitch. Curveball is in the dirt, blocked by Grable. And the winner of this game moves on to the winner's bracket championship tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. 1-2 from Spiker is bounced in, and it's now 2-2 on Aiden Price. Loser of this game will get Corning at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Whoever loses this game will have the potential of playing two games tomorrow night. And a 2-2. Line shot, but right to the third baseman, Leibel. He'll knock it down, then throw way high at first base. And it's going to go over the wall and out of play. And that will allow Aiden Price to take second base. That'll be an error on the third baseman, Leibel. Marysville with something going once again to lead off the third inning. So now there's Peyton LeDuc. He scored in into a fielder's choice in the first inning. He bats now with a runner in scoring position. Nobody out. Bottom of the third, leading 2-0. First pitch breaking ball. The dirt is blocked by Grable. He'll pick it up, and then he did not throw down the third. Got a great jump, did Price. So now he is just 90 feet away from the third run from Marysville. Still nobody out. Just a great read on a breaking ball down from Price. He went as soon as it hit the dirt. And it squirted away from Grable, and there was nothing he could do about it. Now the 1-0 for the Duke. Another fastball. This one's low. Again, blocked by Grable. Talked about it when Grable was up at the plate back in the top of the third inning, how much of a wall he's been for Doniphan County here this week. Again, he showed on the last two pitches. Now the 2-0. Pass ball on the outside edge for a strike. 2-1 the count on Leduc. Any fly ball into the outfield likely going to score Price, who runs well at third. Now the 2-1 bounced in, gets away from Grable. He'll try to toss it home, and it is not going to be in time. So Price scores the third run from Marysville. They now lead 3-0 in this bottom of the third inning. Nobody out. Now a 3-1 count on Peyton Leduc. Grable did all he could to try to keep it in front of him, but it just bounced off his shin guard and rolled out to the right side. Again, Price saw it all the way and got a great jump and scored. So 3-1 the count on Leduc. Here's the pitch from Spiker. Line into right field and deep, and that is going to be over the head of Fumler and roll all the way to the wall. Leduc around first base. He'll trot into second. He'll slide in safely. It's a double for Peyton Leduc, and it's been all Marysville so far here in the early going. Right now does not look like it is Trent Spiker's night. Now here's Caden Breiniger with nobody out and a runner at second base. Already one run across from Marysville. Breiniger had an RBI double back in the first inning. Squares the bump, pulls it back, and a ball is going to get away from the catcher Grable. That will allow Leduc to take third base. Now the fourth one run from Marysville is just 90 feet away. Spiker keeps looking over to the Doniphan County dugout as almost it looks like to say, I don't have it tonight, come get me, but they're going to keep him out there. A 1-0 count on Breiniger. Spiker waits, the 1-0. Popped up to the left side, giving chase as a third baseman liable in foul territory, and the ball is going to drop foul. Looks like Leibel got to the baseball and then just lost it. Chalfon at short had to run a long way. He tried to get over there in time, but by the time he got over there, the ball had already fallen to the ground. So new line for Breiniger with a 1-1 count against him. Now the 1-1. Fastball foul to the left side out of play. So Marysville has scored 3 runs on 4 hits. Doniphan County has committed 1 error. DC, no runs, 1 hit. The 1-2 to Breiniger. Fastball line in the left center field. That is going to get down for a hit and roll all the way to the wall. Here comes Leduc down from third. He will score. Breiniger stops at second base. It's another RBI double for Caden Breiniger, and it's 4-0 Marysville. So it has just been all Marysville so far here tonight. And still nobody out here in this third inning of play. Second double, the second RBI of the night for Breiniger. He'll be at second base. Nobody out for John Hager. He walked his first time up. Now he swings and lines a base hit to right field. They're going to send Breiniger around third. Bumler will throw the ball into second base. It's an RBI single for John Haggard, and it's 5-0 Marysville. Still nobody out here in this bottom of the third inning. And at this point, I think Coach Vernie Coy of Doniphan County is just thinking how many pitches and how many innings can Trent Spiker give me without having to change pitchers. But it might come right here. They're going to ask for time, and here comes Jeff Spiker out of the third base dugout. And I think Coach Coy is telling him to come get Spiker and make a change. And Trent says, yep, here's the baseball. I am done. So that'll be it. Pitching change for Doniphan County. It'll be Braden Chalfont to come on in relief. We'll get the changes, and we come back with a 5-0 lead from Marysville, the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
When it's hot and you don't want to cook, call the Pizza Bakery in Horton. The July special is any large three-topping pizza for $16.99. Or choose from salad, breadsticks, sandwiches, wings, wraps, and dessert pizza too. The Pizza Bakery has great food and a great variety, and now offers gluten-free pizza crust and bread. Call in, carry out, or eat in 486-2602. Good luck to all the area 4-H'ers, and thanks for your continued local support from the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Open 7 days a week.
KNZA.
Pitching change for Doniphan County. Braden Chalfont on a relief. He is making his second appearance of the week. He threw just 9 pitches on Sunday. So here he is making his 10th appearance of the year. And he will face Gabe Ketter of Marysville with a runner at first base and nobody out. 3 runs already across from Marysville in this inning as they lead 5-0. It's John Haggard, the runner at first base. First, Ketter's going to swing, a pop-up ball down the third base line, but that's going to get out of play. One of the count on Ketter. He was a strikeout victim against Spiker in the first inning. Doniphan County just looking to get an out. There's a swing and a miss. A fastball away from Chalfont. Ketter comes up empty, and he's now down on the count 1-2. Haggard a short lead over at first. 1-2 is popped back and out of play. A short lead at first for Haggard. Chalfont comes set. His 1-2 pitch is in the dirt and blocked away by Grable. That'll move the count even 2-2 on Ketter. So we have the 6th pitch of the at-bat coming up for Ketter. 5-0 Marysville. Nobody out. There's a swing and a miss. And that'll be a strikeout for Braden Chalfont and a big out number 1. Now one away and a runner at first for Connor Halbert. He struck out in his first at-bat against Spiker. Got called out on a breaking pitch from Trent. Now this will be the first time he faces Braden Chalfont. First pitch fastball a little bit low. Chalfont, again, a guy that doesn't throw all that hard. He's a guy that's more relies on location. There's a high drive down the left field line, but it's going to be pulled way foul. Oh, we're way out in front of that fastball from Chalfont. So 1-1 to count. Oh, breaking ball lined on the left field line, and that is going to be a foul ball. Wow, that was close. That was very, very close from being a fair ball. And that definitely would at least got Hagger to third. But instead, it's a foul ball, and now a 1-2 count on Connor Halbert. Now the 1-2. Fastball in there, called strike three. Throw down to second base. It's a strike him out, throw him out, double play, and that will end the inning. So Chalfont comes down in relief, and he picks up the final three outs. It doesn't let another run across. And with that, we play three complete. It's 5-0 Marysville over Doniphan County on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
It's fair time again in Jackson County, and GN Bank encourages the community to come out and enjoy the annual fair. Come see the livestock exhibits, cooking, sewing, and other projects completed by the 4-H'ers. Come out and experience rural and small-town America at its best. Wave to your friends and neighbors in the parade on Wednesday evening around the Holton Courthouse Square. It's always great to be a part of the traditions in our community. This invitation brought to you by GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the fourth inning, 5-0 Marysville. Braden Chalfont comes on for DC and is able to put out the fire. Marysville had scored three runs in the bottom of the third, had nobody out and a runner at first, but Chalfont got a strikeout. And a strike him out, throw him out, double play. So here's Alex Leibel to lead off the fourth inning for Doniphan County. Leibel struck out looking against Graff in the first inning. Swing at the first pitch is a fastball down the middle, and he comes up empty, and it's 0-1. Fastball misses inside, nearly clips the jersey of Leibel, but he dips out of the way. DC still with just one hit for the first three innings against Graff. There's a hot shot to the shortstop, Kirkland. He'll field it, step, throw, in time, and there's one away. Quickly one out. Now here's Kobe Davis, who has the only hit for Doniphan County here tonight. And a looping ball to right center field back in the second inning that dropped down for a hit. Eventually made it to second base but was stranded there. DC has had four base runners tonight. Their high fastball that Davis offers out. He did that a couple of times in his first at bat. Somehow again fouled it off. Did that in three consecutive swings back in his first at-bat in the second inning before he singled to right center field. 0-1. There's a line drive base hit in the left field. So Kobe Davis is 2-for-2, and he is on with one away. So that'll bring up Cole Franken. He flew out to right field in his first at-bat. Doniphan County just looking to get anything going here against Tregen Graff, who has been really good so far. Graff steps off, takes a look over at first. Davis back easily. Rankin swings to the first pitch, takes a good cut, fouls it straight back and over our head. Short lead over at first for Davis. 0-1 to Franken is a fastball that goes behind the back of Franken and actually going to get away from the catcher, Haggard. And that will allow Toby Davis to take second base. I don't know how. That ball either did not hit Cole Franken or did not hit his bat. Nonetheless, 1-1 the count on Franken. One out, we're in the top of the fourth inning. And now we're going to have a quick meeting at the mound. Three pitches right now for Tregen Graff. I wouldn't imagine that they would pull Graff, and they will not. They just want to have a quick chat to kind of calm him down after the base hit and then throw in that ball behind the head of Cole Franken. So one out, 1-1 the count, and Kobe Davis standing out at second base. 5-0 Marysville. Doniphan County just trying to get something going. Chance to get on the board here in the fourth. 1-1 to Franken. Last ball pops foul out of play to the right side. So Graff has thrown quite a few pitches here through the first three and a third innings. Mentioned over 60. Here's a two-strike pitch. There's a breaking ball, and that's going to clip Franken. But through a fastball behind him, and there's a breaking ball that does catch him on the inside. So that'll put runners at first and second. And one out for Brock Studer. Studer struck out against Graff in the second inning. Chance to give Doniphan County a big hit here. They need it. It was a short lead out at second base. First pitch to Studer is a fastball in for a strike. It was at second base. He singled. Franken was just hit by a pitch. The 0-1. Fastball low and away. Good stop by John Haggard to keep it from going back to the backstop and letting both runners advance in the scoring position. Reiniger in center playing fairly shallow and towards left center. Effley in left and Ketter in right both playing fairly deep. There's a swing and a miss at a breaking ball from Graff, and it's 1-2 on Brock Studer. Half gets the sign. Cup set. Takes a look back out at Davis, who dances around out at second base. Now the 1-2. Line down the right field line. That's going to slice and go into the parking lot. It will remain 1-2. Half again. Comes set. Big lead for Davis out at second. The 1-2 is lined to the third baseman. He's going to grab it, step on the bag, and that'll be an out. That's a really good play by LeDuc at third. He dove and just knocked the ball down and then crawled to the baseball that rolled into foul territory and picked it up while his foot was on the bag. And so that'll be a force out and now two outs, with runners at first and second for Gavin Fumler. So that'll be a Fielder's Choice, 5 unassisted officially in the scorebook. And Franken moves up to second, Studer at first. Fumbler swings the first pitch, comes up empty. He was hit by a pitch in the second. I'm going to try to give Doniphan County just a little bit of momentum here. 5-0 Marysville, top of the fourth. 0-1. Fastball all the way. Halfway takes the sign. Studer is short lead. Franken is short lead out at second base. He's going to try to steal the 1-1. Is high, swung on and missed, but diving in safely is Franken at third base. The double steal works. And now two runners in scoring position for Gavin Fumbler, but he does have two strikes against him. So a big spot here for Gavin Fumbler. He could make this game completely different with one swing right now. Graff comes set. Wait, here's the 1-2. Fastball high. I think right now Doniphan County is looking for any momentum they can cling on. Marysville scored 2 runs in the first, 3 in the third. Top of the fourth inning, 2 outs. Second and third, and the 2-2. Fastball popped down the line, but that's going to slice out of play. The Fumbler stays alive. He just cannot be called out on strikes here. Got to try to put the ball in play. Now stepping off is Graff. Back on the rubber, gets the sign, comes set. Again, the 2-2. Fastball, called strike 3 on the outside corner. Fumbler goes down looking, and Doniphan County is going to strand 2 big runners in scoring position. We've played 3.5, but go to the bottom of the fourth inning. 5-0 Marysville on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you had a surgery or an injury that needs physical therapy? This is Amanda Wilhelm with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS, and we can help you with all types of physical and occupational therapy so you can get your life back to normal. We can help you at our Horton location or at Hiawatha, and we will provide you with the individualized attention and time you deserve. Our staff enjoys returning patients to an improved quality of life. Let us help you at STARS. We're on Facebook and online at starsrehab.net.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 5-0 Marysville. Zach Heffley will lead things off, and then top of the order, Brainchild Fox still out there on the mound for Doniphan County. He came on in the bottom of the third and was able to put out the fire. First pitch to Heffley is a fastball low and inside. Heffley lined out to a field his first at bat. Fastball is low. 2-0 the count on Heffley. Now a swing and a foul off the foot of Heffley, and it's 2-1. Chalfant in that third inning got a strikeout. And to strike him out, throw him out, double play to end the threat. Now the 2-1. Fastball low. 3-1 the count. Ben Kirkland awaits on deck. Marysville, 5 runs on 6 hits. 3-1. Long one away, ball 4. Lead off walk to Zach Kefley. The third free pass issued by Donovan County pitching tonight. Top of the order, now here's Ben Kirkland. Against Trent Spiker, he struck out and walked. Kefley had pretty good size lead at first, not running, and a fastball is poured down the middle for strike one. In case you were wondering, Trent Spiker is a third baseman for Donovan County. He went there after throwing. Now ball's going to get away from Grable. He catches it, throws down to second, and it is going to be dropped by the shortstop, Leibel. They would have had him. The ball bounced to him perfectly, and he kind of tried to throw the glove down before he had the baseball all the way in his mitt. So sliding in safely is Heffley. And that could be big here for Donovan County. The 1-1. Last ball on the outside portion of the plate at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-2. Alex Leibel again, the shortstop now. Kobe Davis stays at second base. The 1-2 in there. Call strike 3 on the outside corner. Third strikeout for Braden Chalfont. And a big out number 1. Now here's Tregan Graff. He had a single and scored a run in the first inning. And hit a soft liner over the mound to Trent Spiker in the second. Pitch. Ball went away, blocked by Grable. Definitely getting a pretty decent lead on at second base. There's a line shot into right center field, giving chase his fumbler. He's there to make the catch, not tagging his Heffley at second base, and there's two away. Two outs, that'll bring up Aiden Price, who has been on base twice. Singled in the first, reached on an error, and scored a run in the third. Heffley at second base, two away. First pitch from Chalfont is a fastball a little bit low. Ball catches the outside at the knees for strike, and it's 1-1 on Price. Virtually no wind here tonight at Somerset Park in Sabatha. Beautiful night for baseball once again. 1-1 is spiked in the left-hander's batter's box. Again, a good block by Charlie Grable. On the count. Definitely the runner at second base. Fastball misses low and away. 3-1 with Aiden LeDuc waiting on deck. Definitely getting a pretty good lead on at second. The 3-1 is popped up on the infield. First baseman Studer is calling for it. He's underneath it in foul territory, and he'll make the grab, and that will end the inning. So Marysville strands one. We'll head to the fifth inning of play. 5-0, Marysville leads on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
Experience the difference at Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley. For a limited time only, new customers get up to $600 when opening a new Platinum Checking or Signature Series checking account. Open your account online at bankbv.com/premium-account
or stop by any of our banking centers in Atchison, Hiawatha, or Sabetha for complete details on how you can get up to $600. Offer ends August 31st, 2021. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the fifth inning, Doniphan County trailing 5-0. Here's Connor Hayes to lead off. Bottom of the order. And they'll flip things over back to the top. Dragon Graff stays out there for Marysville. He's been great so far. He's only given up 2 hits and no runs. Hayes flew out to right fielder Kenner in the second inning in foul territory. He made a pretty good running grab. Low pitch to Hayes is a fastball down the middle for a strike. Big swing and a miss by Hayes. Probably would have been ball three, but instead it'll even the count 2-2. Graff does kind of have an awkward motion. He kind of throws across his body. It's his 2-strike pitch. Hayes gets a piece of it, fouls it back to the screen. Back in the windup, begin the 2-2. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. Down goes Hayes. That is a big strikeout for Graff. That's number 4. That's one big out on the scoreboard here in the fifth. On the top of the order is Brain Jump off for the third time. He has popped foul to the pitcher, and he has also grounded out to second base. First pitch fastball rolls all the way back to the screen and then bounces off the screen and comes back home plate for ball one. Working quickly again, the 1-0, the fastball high. Chalfant got up in the count 3-0 in the third inning and then got 2 strikes against him before he grounded out. Now the 2-0. Swinging, popping it to the right side. Will it stay in play for the first baseman, Halbert? It's close, and it is going to be just out of play. My view was kind of obstructed by the first base dugout, but it did just go foul and out of play. 2-1 the count on Chalfant. One out, top of the fifth inning, 5-0 Marysville. Now a swing and a foul off by Chalfant, went off the mask of catcher Haggard. That's 2-2. And the 2-2. Fastball swung on and missed. Down goes Chalfant. Back-to-back strikeout for Tregan Graff. That is 3 consecutive dating back to the fourth inning, and there are 2 away. Now with 2 outs, the base is empty. Here's Charlie Grable. First pitch is a fastball high. Grable has grounded out to second base, and he walked in the third. Now a big swing and a miss by Grable, 1-1 the count. Fastball low, 2-1 the count to Charlie Grable. Doniphan County really has only had one really good scoring opportunity. That was just an inning ago in the fourth. They had second and third with two outs. Graff got out of it with a big strikeout. Now it's 2-1 pitch to Grable. The fastball in. It clips it. So Grable's on for the second time. He'll be at first base with two away. Another chance for a big hit for Trent Spiker. He was hit by a pitch in the first inning, came up in the third inning with a runner at first base and one out. And at a line drive right to the second baseman Price, Grable was the runner at first base. He was off with the pitch. It was an easy double play ball for Price. First pitch fastball inside, actually going to catch the corner. It's 0-1 on Trent Spiker. Two outs, top of the fifth. Grable is a threat to run, probably not in there right now in a 5-0 deficit, but he is going to run. There's a throw down second from Haggard. It is not in time. So it's a stolen base for Charlie Grable, and it's his 11th of the season. He's in scoring position in the 1-1 count against Trent Spiker. Alpha County looking to get on the board. Fastball low and away. But now here comes Haggard out from behind the plate. He'll have a quick chat with Graff, though it's short-lived. Now Haggard back behind the plate. 2-1 the count on Spiker. Grable at second base, two away. Top of the fifth inning, Marysville with a 5-0 lead. Scored two runs in the first, three in the third. 2-1. High fastball. 3-1 the count with Alex Leibel awaiting on deck. Five pitches for Trigg and Graff. He is coming to the end of his line. And now stepping off as Graff will take a look back at Grable and now reset. 3-1 the count on Trent Spiker. Spiker looking for something he can drive right here. High fastball, ball four. So hit by a pitch, and now a walk. And that might be the end of the line for Trigg and Graff. 96th pitch of the night. Here comes his head coach out of the dugout. We'll see if he makes a change. Well, thank Kirkwood & Company in Highland. Restaurant and sports bar open every day. Visit Kirkwood on Facebook for daily specials. Also, Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experience, people. Two Timbers in Highland, a home plus senior living community, and Ryan Meininger and the team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Reminder, after the game, we'll pick our McDonald's player of the game, brought to you by the McDonald's in Hiawatha in Seneca. The winner will get a coupon, good for free extra value meal at McDonald's. But they are going to leave Graff out there, so the meeting at the mound is over. He'll stay out there with two outs, runners at first and second, facing Alex Leibel. Leibel had two big hits against Sabetha on Monday, looking for another big one here. First pitch fastball. It's just above the belt for a strike, and it's 0-1. He struck out in the first, grounded out to short in the fourth. Able to runner at second, Spiker at first. Two outs, the 0-1. Spiked in. Number 99 from Trigg and Graff. Line back up the middle, but it's going to go off of the glove of the pitcher and right to the second baseman, Price, who is standing on the back to retire the side. So, Leibel hits it hard, but Doniphan County strands two more. What at the bottom of the fifth inning? It's 5-0 Marysville on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is accepting enrollment for the fall semester. Technical programs that begin in August include early childhood, precision agriculture, welding, diesel, and construction technology, medical assistant, engineering graphics and technologies, and allied health courses. The Western Center also offers general education classes to meet your needs. Registration day is August 17th, open till 6:30 p.m. Opportunities waiting for you to build your future at Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville, close to home. Far from death.
103.9 FM KNZA.
To the bottom of the fifth we go. Johnny came back with you. Kirk Killen, our man, back at the studios. 5-0 Marysville. Prince Alphonse still on the mound for DC, looking to keep it right at that 5-0 margin. DC will only have to face Trigg and Graff for a couple of more pitches in the sixth inning. That's granted that he does come out to start the sixth. And for Marysville, they will have the middle of the order. Aiden LeDuc will lead off, followed by Breiniger and Haggard. If anybody gets on, Ketter. So here is Peyton LeDuc. He has been on base twice tonight. He has scored both times. On a fielder's choice in the first inning and doubled in the third. This is the first time he is facing Braden Chalfant. Swings the first pitch and bounces it right back to Chalfant, who will run over to the bag, make a short toss to Studer, and there is one pitch and one out. Here's Caden Breiniger, who is possibly the leader in the clubhouse to be our McDonald's player of the game so far. Two doubles, two RBIs. He has also scored a run. Pitch from Chalfant has popped to the left side. Will it stay in play? Here comes Franken giving chase, and it'll drop foul. Franken ran a long ways, gave a great effort, but it was just a little bit too far out of his reach. And it was too far for Spiker to get down the line. The 0-1 now to Breiniger. Fastball bounced in. Marysville hasn't had anything against Chalfant so far. There's a fastball low. Came on in relief in the third with a runner at first and three runs already across the board in the inning for Marysville. He's got three quick outs, and in the fourth, faced just one over the minimum. Right now, he's 3-1 on Caden Breiniger. And the pitch. Ball on the inside edge for a called strike, and that'll move the count full. Now the payoff. Bouncing ball to the right side. Studeroff's taking on a big hop. He'll step on the bag himself, and there are two away. A little bit closer than Studer wanted it to be, but he had to wait on a huge hop. There was nothing he could really do about it. But luckily, it brought him right to the bag. So two outs. Quickly, and now here's John Haggard. He has walked and has an RBI single. This is the first time he is facing Braden Chalfant. The ball gets away from Grabel. 1-1 the count. There's a big cut by Haggard, but he fouls it straight back. Now he's down in the count, 1-2. Chalfant looking to make quick work of Marysville here in the fifth inning. 1-2. Line on the line. It'll slice out of play to the right side. Chalfant is working very quickly. Back into his windup, and here's the 1-2 again. Bouncing ball to the shortstop, Leibel, and it'll be bobbled. He resets, throws, and it is going to go wide of first base and go up the line. That's going to allow Haggard to run into second base. That'll be an error on the shortstop Leibel. And that will continue the inning for Marysville. Second error of the ball game for Doniphan County, and a second error for Leibel, unfortunately. That'll bring up now Gabe Ketter, who struck out twice against, once against Spiker and once against Chalfont, the first batter he faced. First pitch to Ketter, it's fouled straight back to the screen. 5-0 Marysville, bottom of the fifth inning. Fastball misses low and inside. 1-1 the count on Gabe Ketter. Got to give it to Braden Chalfont, though. He's come on in relief and thrown extremely well for Doniphan County. 1-1 is a fastball outside. He has not given up a run. And he has not given up a hit. He has only allowed two base runners. Now he hits Ketter right in the back. Of course, just as I say that, he clips Ketter. That'll put runners at first and second and continue the inning for Connor Halbert. Halbert has struck out twice tonight, once against Spiker and once against Chalfont. First pitch popped up on the infield. Pitcher Chalfont wants it in foul territory. He'll make the grab, and that will end the inning. The Marysville strands two. We've played five complete. We'll head to the sixth inning. It's 5-0 Marysville. You're on FM 103.9 at KNZA.
When it's hot and you don't want to cook, call the Pizza Bakery in Portons. The July special is any large three-topping pizza for $16.99. Or choose from salads, breadsticks, sandwiches, wings, wraps, and dessert pizza too. The Pizza Bakery has great food and a great variety, and now offers gluten-free pizza crust and bread. Call in, carry out, or eat in 486-2602. Good luck to all the area 4-H'ers, and thanks for your continued local support from the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, open 7 days a week.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
KNZA.
Pitching change for Marysville. Aiden Price now in on the mound. He will take the relief of Dragan Graff. Price making his second appearance of this tournament through one inning of relief against Corning on Monday. Did not give up a hit. Did not give up a run. Did not strike out anybody and did walk one. He will be facing the middle of the order for Doniphan County. Kobe Davis followed by Cole Franken and then Brock Studer. Anybody gets on, Gavin Fumler. Six outs to work with, though, for Doniphan County. Is if something's going to get started, it's got to come right now. So with that, here is Kobe Davis to dig it for the third time. He was the only guy that was productive off of Graff. He had two singles against him, one to right center and one hit hard to left field. So he has the only two hits for Doniphan County here tonight. So they get something started in the sixth. Swing at the first pitch from Price, and he comes up empty. Oh, a high fastball. Again, a swing and a miss by Davis, and he's quickly down 0-2. Price works quickly, his two-strike pitch. Fastball down the middle, called strike three. three straight pitches and a quick strikeout for Aiden Price to begin his evening. There is one away. That'll bring up Cole Franken. He has flown out to right field and was hit by a pitch against Dragon Graft. First pitch swinging and coming up empty is Franken as well. Price looks like he's thrown a little bit harder than he did on Monday. There's been some talk that he's having some arm issues, but he looks pretty good right now. There's a swing and a foul off by Franken. He's quickly down 0-2. Two-strike pitch, a fastball a little bit outside. Good spot. Price just missed. 0-1-2. Fastball bounced in. 2-2 the count on Franken. Fastball high, and from 0-2 now to 3-2 on Franken. And the payoff. Fastball low, ball four. From 0-2 to a walk for Cole Franken. Good plate appearance, and he will be on with one away. That'll bring up Brock Studer. He has struck out and into a fielder's choice against Graff. This will be his first time facing Aiden Price. Pitch fastball a little bit low. Looks like Price hit a little bit off that fastball. Didn't have the same zip that he had from the stretch on the windup. Another fastball is low. It's 2-0 on Brock Studer. So that is six consecutive misses by Aiden Price. Imagine Studer is going to take until he gets the strike. Nope, he's going to swing and miss at a fastball on the outside edge. Price does not have near the same velocity from the stretch as he did from the windup. There's a high pop-up that's going to get back and out of play. Makes it 2-2 on Studer. Franken was off and running with that last pitch. It'll be interesting to see if he goes again here with a 2-2 count. It's a pretty good size lead. They'll throw over, and the ball is going to get away from the first baseman. Franken gets up. He will be able to trot into second base. So around second and then stop there. That'll be an error on the pitcher, Aiden Price. So just the threat of being able to steal a bag. Got the attention of Price, and he threw it away, so that takes away the potential of a double play. 2-2 the count on Studer. One out, 5-0 Marysville. We're at the top of the sixth inning. Price waits, comes set, 2-2. Swung through and missed. Down goes Studer. Second strikeout for Aiden Price, and there are two away. So that'll bring up Gavin Fumler with two away and a runner at second base. He has been hit by a pitch and struck out. Late swing on a fastball, comes up empty. Price has just been pumping the strike zone for the most part, except for the walk to Cole Franken. There's another late swing on a fastball, and it's quickly 0-2 on Fumlin. Price is not messing around at all. He's thrown nothing but fastballs so far. 0-2. Bouncing ball into the left side. Now it's going to get over the left, the third baseman set in the left field. Franken around third base. He will score. And Gavin Fumler comes through and puts Doniphan County on the board. It is now 5-1. Franken was off and running with that pitch, and it brought the third baseman, LeDuc, away from his position towards the bag. And the ball was just bounced right to where he was standing. And so he tried to recover, but he wasn't able to get there in time. So the high chopper into left field is a base hit and RBI. Now here's Connor Hayes. Hayes has popped out into foul territory and struck out. fastball on the outside edge. Quickly 0-2, the count on Hayes. Huffman County wanting to get it to the top of the order here. Just the third hit of the night, the first run. Now the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Hayes. So Price gives up a run, but that's it. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth. It's now 5-1 Marysville here on FM 103.9 KZA.
It's fair time again in Jackson County, and GN Bank encourages the community to come out and enjoy the annual fair. Come see the livestock exhibits, cooking, sewing, and other projects completed by the 4-H'ers. Come out and experience rural and small-town America at its best. Wave to your friends and neighbors in the parade on Wednesday evening around the Holton Courthouse Square. It's always great to be a part of the traditions in our community. This invitation brought to you by GN Bank, the best place to bank in life.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS. We offer our physical therapy services at our Horton location. It's exciting for me to be in Horton, where I grew up, to help provide personalized treatment for you. We can help with post-surgical rehab or if you've been injured. Let us help you get back to normal. Our goal is to meet your goals. See us at STARS in Horton, 201 West 8, open weekdays with regular hours, or in Hiawatha inside the hospital, online at starsrehab.net and on Facebook.
Hansaland Radio.
To the bottom of the sixth we go, 5-1 lead for Marysville. Donovan County gets one run in the top of the sixth, but nothing else against Aiden Price. Brayden Chalfont stays out there on the mound. He will face 9-1-2. Zach Keffley followed by the top of the order. Keffley will dig in. He faces Chalfont for the second time. First pitch is swung on and missed. Chalfont came on in relief in the third inning, and he has been great. He has not given up a hit. Only they're allowed a couple of base runners. There's a ball off the foot of Heffley, and I don't know how they're going to call a foul ball. Now they finally will call a foul ball. That was a very, very delayed call, but that was clearly off the foot of Heffley. So they do get the foul ball, and it is 1-2. To the count. Here's the pitch from Chalfont. Fastball, call strike three on the outside corner. That is strikeout number four for Chalfont, and one away. Top of the order we go. Here's Ben Kirkland for the fourth time. He has struck out twice. One of those against Chalfont. He'll swing at the first pitch here and foul it back. This is officially the fourth inning of work for Chalfont. Breaking ball just a little bit inside. It's one of the first ones we've seen from Chalfont. Fastball a little bit outside. 2-1 the count on Ben Kirkland. One out in the bottom of the sixth inning of play. Fastball bounces in and gets away from Grable. 3-1 the count. Peyton Grafter waits on deck. Marysville with a 4-run lead. 3-1 to Kirkland has popped out of play to the right side. So that moves the count to 3-2. She'll flop back on the rubber. Into the windup, his payoff. It's going to be low, and it's actually going to get away from the catcher and bounce all the way to the screen, and that's going to go out of play. So that is going to allow Kirkland to get second base. Ball is so far off the knee pad of Grable. home plate umpire, Fred Shockey, is going to go out and have a word with our field umpire. I believe they've got it right the way it is right now. And actually, they're going to make Ben Kirkland go back to first base. That ball just took a weird bounce off of the catcher Grable. There's a netting that goes basically from the on-deck circle on the first base side to the on-deck circle on the third base side, so quite a bit of room. But the fact that the ball was able to go that far to the right and then go out of play, the discussion maybe it hit something that was in the on-deck circle, possibly a donut or a bat weight. Was in the on-deck circle. Now Marysville is not very happy with that decision. Coach Heffley not happy with that, but they are going to send Kirkland to first base. So it is going to be a walk. And Kirkland is going to be on with one away. But instead of being in scoring position, he'll be just at first base. And here's Tragen Graff. Graff line out to right field against Chalfont in the fourth inning. And he'll line a ball to center field. Coming in is Hayes, and he will have it fall in front of him. Now he'll throw to second base, and it's cut off. Davis, the second baseman, cut it off. Did not know the libel was behind him. It was going to be close. Probably would have been safe anyways, but still would have been at least a close play. That's a single for Tragen Graff. Alpha runners at first and second with one away for Aiden Price. Price popped out in foul territory in the fourth. He'll swing at the first pitch here. Sky a ball to right center field. Hayes giving chase. He'll make the grab. Tagging from second and going to third is Kirkland. A pretty good throw by Hayes. Probably should have just went to second because that's also going to allow Graff, who was at first base, to move up to second. And so now two runners will be in scoring position for Peyton LeDuc. Now instead of first and third, it'll be second and third. And here's LeDuc. Reached a fielder's choice in the first quarter run, doubled in the second, scored, and grounded out. Back to the pitcher, Chalfont, in the fifth. First pitch from Chalfont is a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. So that is the first to hit and be given up to Graff of the first one that Chalfont has given up tonight. There's a swing and a miss by Peyton LeDuc, and he's now down 0-2. So no matter what happens, you're going to get a tip your cap to Braden Chalfont, who came in at a tough spot, and he's been outstanding. Here's his 0-2. There's a ball. It's going to bounce away from the catcher, Grable, and that'll score a run. Marysville has been so good tonight at reading any ball that's been in the dirt to the catcher, and they have scored now three times on wild pitches. And that'll make it 6-1. And that ball did not get very far away from Grable before Kirkland took off. And also moved Graff up to third base. 2-2 the count now on Peyton LeDuc. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Peyton LeDuc, and that will end the inning. But out before Marysville tacks on a run. We'll head to the seventh. Donovan County needs five. They've got three outs to work with. When we come back on FM 103.9 KSDA.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Seventh inning of play, three outs to work with for Doniphan County. They are going to have the top of the order. Here's Braden Chalfon against Aiden Price for the first time. And Chalfon is going to hit a single into the right center. Chalfon has his first hit. He opens up the top portion of the seventh inning with a base hit. So that'll bring up Charlie Grable. Grable has been on base the last two times he's been to the plate. He walked in third and was hit by a pitch in the fifth. We've already seen a wild comeback in this tournament. Last night, Corning Trove Seneca 6-0 going in to the seventh inning of play. He scored seven runs to walk it off and take down Seneca. Pitch fast, or 0-1 to Charlie Grable, who looks at a fastball on the outside edge. Short lead for Chalfon. Fastball high and away. Marysville really not playing all that deep in the outfield. It's a big gap in left center, and that is a spot that Charlie Grable likes to attack with regularity, but right now he's going to have to just protect with two strikes. He looks at another fastball on the outer half. It's 1-2. And the two-strike pitch. Fastball outside. It's pretty much been just strictly fastballs from Aiden Price since he came on in the sixth inning. He struck out the side in the sixth, did give up a hit and a walk, but got around it with striking out that side. Now the 2-2. Swung on and missed. Down goes Grable. And there is one away. Well, four strikeout for Aiden Price. And that'll bring up Trent Spiker. Spiker has been on base twice. He was hit by a pitch in the first, walked in the fifth, and lined into a double play in the third. Big cut at the first offering from Price. He pulls off of it and comes up empty, and he's down 0-1. Donovan County is one run on four hits. They've committed two errors. Marysville, six runs, seven hits, one error. Fastball low and away. 1-1 the count to Trent Spiker. Swing and a bouncing ball hit back to the pitcher, Price. Second to one. Throw to first. It is not in time, but it's going to go wild and bounce around. Spiker going to try to go to second base. Throw to second. It is not in time. Well, that'll be an error on the shortstop, allowing Spiker to advance. Fielder's choice, 1-6, and then an error. Now two outs, and here comes Coach Heffley out of the dugout. And Price is at 30 pitches. So that would not make him available for tomorrow. Let me check. I'm not sure if that matters. And actually, that does matter because his appearance is reset after today. So it is going to be a pitching change for Marysville. We'll take the quick break. We'll come back. One out to work with for Doniphan County, trailing 6-1 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Experience the difference at Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley. For a limited time only, new customers get up to $600 when opening a new Platinum Checking or Signature Series checking account. Open your account online at bankbv.com/premium-account or stop by any of our banking centers in Atchison, Hiawatha, or Sabetha for complete details on how you can get up to $600. Offer ends August 31st, 2021. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Pitching change for Marysville. Looks like it's Ben Kirkland who will come on to try to finish this one off. As Aiden Price got to that 30-pitch mark, he will move over to shortstop. So here is Kirkland who is making his second appearance of the tournament. He threw just 13 pitches on Sunday. Didn't look great, but he's just looking to get one final out with a 5-run lead in the seventh inning of play. Face Alex Leibel of Doniphan County with Trent Spiker at second base. Leibel is struck out, grounded out, and into a fielder's choice. Kirkland, right-handed pitcher, gets the sign, awaits the belt. First offering to Leibel with a fastball inside. One zero is in on the inside edge for a strike. 1-1 the count. Leibel with the bouncing ball of the third baseman, LeDuc. He'll try to win the race to the bag, but he will not. Everybody will be safe. Spiker nearly ran himself into an out, but he was able to win the race to the bag at third base, so that'll put runners at the corners with two away for Kobe Davis. That'll officially be an infield single for Alex Leibel. Here's Davis. He has two hits today, two singles and a strikeout. His first time, though, facing Kirkland. Leibel will just take second base without a throw. The only reason to do that, to break up the possibility of a forced out at second base. There's a fastball inside, and it is 2-0 to Kobe Davis. Problem here is if Kirkland has any struggles whatsoever, it's not going to matter because there's a pop-up on the infield. Will stay in play for the catcher. It's actually going to be the pitcher, Kirkland, who will run in and make the grab, and that will end the game. So Marysville wins it 6-1 the final. Marysville into the winner's bracket. They are the winner's bracket champions. They await the winner of Corning and Doniphan County in the championship game tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. We'll take a post-game timeout. We'll come back. We'll pick our player of the game as well on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, or Chicken Nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
KNZA.
Final score, 6-1. Marysville wins it over Dawson County. They advance to the championship game tomorrow night, where they need just one more win to reach the state tournament in Pittsburgh coming up next week. Looking back at this one, Dawson County just couldn't get anything going offensively until it was too little too late. Shagan Graff was great on the mound. He threw the first five innings for Marysville, came out in the sixth, and Aiden Price and Ben Kirkland combined to finish off this one, a 6-1 win for Marysville as they pick up their 19th victory of the season. Donovan County falls to 16-12. Looking at the final numbers, we'll start with Donovan County. Braden Chalfont had one hit today. Charlie Grable was on base twice. Trent Spiker reached base three times. Alex Leibel had one hit today. Kobe Davis had two hits. Cole Franken reached base twice. He was hit by a pitch, walked, and scored a run. Brock Strida was on base once. Gavin Fumler had one hit, one RBI. He also was hit by a pitch. That is it for Dawson County. Marysville, meanwhile, Ben Kirkland was on base twice and scored one run. Dragan Graff had two hits and scored a run. Aiden Price on base twice, scored once. Payne LeDuc, he was on base twice, had a double, scored two runs. Kane Breiniger had two RBI doubles, and he scored once. John Haggard was on base three times, walked, had an RBI single, reached on an error. Gabe Ketter was on base once, and Zach Heffley walked once for Marysville. So again, tomorrow night, it will be Dawson County and Corning at 6 o'clock in the loser's bracket. The winner of that game will then get Marysville tomorrow night in the championship game at 8. The winner of Dawson County and Corning will need to win twice against Marysville to move on to state. Marysville needs just one victory tomorrow night in that 8 o'clock contest. One more thing to do, we got to pick our player of the game, brought to you by the McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. The winner will get a coupon, good for a free extra value meal. Tough one tonight. Kane Breiniger had two RBI doubles, also scored a run. Tregan Graff was great on the mound. He also had two hits and scored one. This is tough, because Tregan Graff won it on Sunday against Hiawatha. It's hard to go against what he did tonight. I'm just going to go ahead and give it to him again, because I think he deserves it tonight. Two hits, a run scored, a great pitching performance on the mound, holding down this Dawson County offense. So Tregan Graff, he is going to be our McDonald's player of the game. Just so you know, scheduling update, we will have just the championship game tomorrow night at 8 o'clock here from Sabetha in the zone tournament. We'll have an update from tonight on our website, msesports.net, coming up tomorrow afternoon at some point. We'll have an updated bracket there as well. And so we hope you stay tuned with us and join us tomorrow night for what will be possibly the final game here of this zone tournament. So, for our man Kurt Kilman taking care of us back in studios, Kurt, thank you so much. I am Johnny Kane here at Somerset Park in Sabetha. One final time, let's thank our sponsor, Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Hyman Crop and Insurance of Seneca, Highland Community College, KimeCS Trucking of Sabetha, C&K Service, Moreland James Banks, Kirkwood and Company in Highland, Garrett Kirchmar in Sabetha, Two Timbers in Highland, and Ryan Miner and the team at State Farm in Hiawatha, our Legion Baseball sponsors here this summer. So, 6-1 to final once again. Once again, Marysville takes down Dawson County. They're into the championship game tomorrow night. So, for Kirk taking care of us back in the studios, I'm Johnny Kane saying so long here from Somerset Park in Sabetha. You've been listening to Legion Baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.